Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, The Devil Has to Obey You, Already in Progress.
Isn't it good to know Jesus? That he is alive and well, and he's doing all the wonderful things he's doing. Wow. I will have to say, I love telling this story on Jeff. Jeff's a pastor, you know, he's not a concrete man. But he's when you come here, you have to learn how to do everything. So anyway, Jeff hurt his knee. So he called me and told me, said, Pastor, I have hurt my knee, and I can't walk. I said, okay, let me pray for you. So I prayed for him. I asked the Lord to fix his knee. And then I said, now then, I prayed for you. Come to work. You got to show some faith. Oh, my goodness gracious. He said, he didn't tell me, but he later told me, said, I just knew that's what you was going to do. I knew. So Jeff got up and come to work. And we poured concrete. And we're coming down. And he's kind of grumbling and complaining into himself. He's not saying nothing to me. But he's kind of grumbling and complaining a little. And finally, we get a couple of trucks poured. And he said, you know, this is nonsense. Pastor did pray for me. All I got to do is show some faith, and God's going to heal me. So he said, Lord, thank you for healing my knee. Now I'm going to pour concrete with no pain. And his knee pain went away, and he got healed. Faith without works is dead, is it not? It's amazing. Today, we're going to be talking in Luke 11 about prayer. But before we get to the scripture, I'm going to tell you, there was a man, and he turned out to be a fairly good friend of mine, but he was a Southern Baptist. Now, I try not to hold that against him, you know, since I was a Southern Baptist so long. But he was a Southern Baptist, and he loved to come by my office and talk with me every once in a while. So one day, I'm always talking to him about God. You know, I mean, I don't talk about the weather and all this other junk. We talk about the scripture. You come by to see me, I don't talk about the weather. I talk about the Lord. So anyway, I'm talking to him about answered prayer. Well, he said, well, I never do get any answers to prayer. I said, well, you don't pray. He said, well, yes, I do. I just don't get answered to prayer. I said, then you don't do anything in faith. I said, if you do something in faith, God told you in the Word he would answer your prayer. He said, Thurman, how do you have such great faith? I said, well, it's really not hard. You know, you just open the scripture and you read what it says, and then you just stand on what the scripture says. So anyway, we talked several times. He come by for over 6 or 8 months. One day he come by and he says, we was going to do some welding over here at a place. And he says, my man called in this morning and said he had a migraine headache and he just couldn't. He couldn't go weld. I said, have you prayed for him yet? No, Thurman, I haven't prayed for him. I said, well, you know, if there's anything I've learned about God, God cannot answer the prayer. You don't pray. I mean, is that right? If you don't pray, what can God do anything without praying? No, he said, I know what you have need of even before you pray, before you ask. So he plans for you and me to ask. He's teaching us how to be overcomers. So I said, so you hadn't prayed? He said, well, no, I haven't prayed. I said, you know the scripture says that if two of us on earth agree about anything we ask him for, he'll do it. He said, well, yeah, you've told me. Every time I come over here, you tell me that scripture. So I said, I know that scripture's in the Bible. It's the first time you told me that. I thought you was crazy. So I went home and looked it up, and lo and behold, it was in the book. So he said, yes, I know that scripture's in there. I said, so if it says two of us on earth agree about anything, I said, would that include his headache? Well, yeah. I said, okay, pray. So I asked the Lord to take away the headache. He said, Thurman, I said, no. I said, you said you never see God answer a prayer. Now, this is why. You just can't do this. I said, just say, Father, in Jesus' name, take that headache away from Brandy or whatever the guy's name was, and then thank him for doing it. You can tell he's got all the faith in the world. Kind of rolled his eyes a little and said, okay, God, Thurman wants me to ask you to take away him. So, Lord, will you please take away his headache? And then I said, now you forgot one part. Oh, yeah, Lord, thank you for doing it. Okay, so he said, I'll see you later. I said, no, you won't. He said, what do you mean? I prayed. I said, no, but you didn't pray that prayer in faith. I said, you need to do something in faith. Well, what do I need to do? I said, call Randy. He's got a cell phone? He said, yes. I said, call him and tell him you and me prayed and his headache is gone. He can come to work. He said, Thurman, you're out of your mind. I said, no, no, no. I'm going to tell you why you don't ever get a prayer answered. You don't ask in faith. Okay, he said, I'm going to do it. He dials the number. Randy answers the phone. He said, Randy, me and Thurman just prayed for you. Your headache's gone and you're healed. You can come to work. My God, it is? It went away? You're coming to work? Who prayed with you? Thurman. I'll be right there, boss. Wow. He hung the phone up and he said, Thurman. He said, the minute I told him his headache was gone, the headache went away. He said, he'll be here in 15 or 20 minutes. And he said, he wanted to see you when he got here. He walked in my door and he said, are you Thurman Scrivener? I said, yes, sir, I am. He said, my boss told me you and him prayed for my headache this morning. He said, as soon as my boss called me and told me that headache was gone, said, sir, it left just like that. And said, I feel like a brand new man. Now then, why do we not get prayers answered? We don't believe. We don't believe. Is that right? If you believe these promises. Now, I want us to go to some of these promises. Since we're going to be, let's start out with Luke 11, 5. Luke chapter 11, verse 5. And let's see what the scripture says in Luke chapter 11, King James Bible. Luke chapter 11, start with verse 5. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go into him at midnight, and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. Like I say, some of you are going to be just like this guy in this scripture. If somebody comes to your house and knocks on your door and say, Thurman, get up. I got a friend just dropped by. It's 12 o'clock midnight. We've been in bed since 9 o'clock with the kids, but I don't have nothing. I didn't have a single thing, and they're hungry. They need some. Get up and give me 3 loaves of bread. Let's see what the friend said in verse 6. For a friend of mine is in his journey to come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. Okay, verse 7. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut and my children are in bed with me and I cannot rise up and give you anything. Is there people that will really do that to you? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, sure. There's lots of people. Don't you dare call me. In other words, I'm going to tell you a fact. Some of you may wonder why you have such a hard time getting mine and Cheryl's cell phone. Well, that's why. Because when we do go to bed, we want to go to sleep. We don't want somebody calling us all times of the day and night. But once in a while, before I stopped giving out my cell phone, I used to give it to anybody and everybody. And one night, there was a young man, I believe he was from India. He went to my church in Dallas. This is when I had the church over in Dallas. And he had a sweet little wife, and so anyway, they were just a sweet little couple, really nice. But he called me one morning at about 3 o'clock. You know, I'm pretty well knocked out. I'm always been a late go-to-bedder. You know, I'm always up till 12 or 1, and of course, Cheryl and I, now today, we still will be doing emails sometimes at 1 or 2 in the morning, nearly every night. You know, we very rarely ever get in bed for 1 or 2 o'clock. But we answer emails and prayer requests, and we get to see the Lord answer some awesome requests. But, you know, whenever he called me at 3 o'clock in the morning, he said, Thurman, I hate to call you this time of night, but my wife has a splitting headache, said it's the worst she's ever had, and said we've done everything we know to do, and we cannot get this thing to go away. Said she is just really hurting. So anyway, I told her, I said, well, you and her both, I want y'all to repent of all your sin, and I'm going to pray. And so we did, and I prayed, and it didn't go away. And so I prayed, and it didn't go away. And I prayed, and it didn't go away. And so then I got down on my hands and knees, and I prayed, and it didn't go away. Finally, an hour later, I prayed, still on my knees on the floor. And she screamed out loud. She said, "It just left. I'm totally free of pain." Let me tell you, you know, the Word of God is clear. Now, let me show you in the Scripture where it says it in verse 8. Let's see what he says to do here, that where he says the door is shut. "But I say unto you, though he will not rise up and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence or importunity, he will rise up and give him as many as he needeth." Verse 9. Let's see what that says. "And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given." He didn't say how many times you might have to ask. The thing about it is, you're not trying to get God to do something he doesn't want to do. You're overcoming the enemy. God is training you and me how to be overcomers. And sometimes you get a demon that's pretty powerful. In fact, this morning while I was studying all of this, I've had a little twinge of a back pain for the last 2 weeks. Not very bad, but just a little. And this morning while I'm studying this scripture, I'm studying, sitting there leaned over, you know, looking into my computer, and all of a sudden a little twinge hit me in the back. And I just jumped up and I said, "That's it. I've had it. No more back pain. Jesus paid my price." I said, "You devil of hell." I reached around with both hands and grabbed my back like it. I said, "You beast of hell, I command you in the name of Jesus to come out of me and go and don't never come back." And I stood up and I had not a sign of pain in my back. You're not trying to get God to do something he's reluctant to do. You're repenting of your sin and you're taking away from the enemy by force what rightfully belongs to you as a daughter or son of God.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled "The Devil Has to Obey You," or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.